In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Paul today rightfully reminds us that there is only one priest, our Lord Jesus Christ, the High Priest, the one who fulfilled in himself the whole priesthood. He is the heir of the Levites, established by David. They were indeed established to offer sacrifices on the name of men, to be an hyphen between mankind and the Creator. The need of such an order of priests, ministers, Levite, consecrated clergy, name it, has been recognized since ever and everywhere. Even the sects that pretend not to be organized, not to have clergy, always end up with leaders and finances, representing holding the mission of leaders. From scripture and tradition, there is no doubt that our Lord Jesus Christ established a particular priesthood independent from lay people, taken out of people. The priesthood of the New Testament, as we will see later, is gifted with the most remarkable responsibilities, the most incredible powers and duties. And St. Paul insists there is no way for any man, whoever he is, to pretend to such ministry if he is not first called by God to do so. And he insists as well that bishops should be warned not to impose hands without diligent care. We are not going to do here today the whole treaty of the Holy Order, but it suffices to give you this example of this young boy, 7 years old last year, preparing for First Communion. After class on baptism, he ran to his mother's car and said, "Mom, Mom, Mom, I don't want to be an astronaut anymore. I don't want to go to the moon anymore." So the mother said, "So what next? What do you want to be now?" "I want to be a priest." And the mother, happy, say, "Why? What's the reason?" And the child to say, "Because, Mom, a priest is much more important than an astronaut, more powerful, does more stuff. I don't know how in this blondie head this idea came through. But if so, what many priests do not realize enough, or cannot see, we are too complicated, too full of ourselves, to realize what the priesthood of the Blessed New Testament is. Yes, indeed. Men are chosen in spite of their inability, in spite of their weaknesses, in spite of their stupidity or their brilliant intelligence. They are chosen to become other Christ, to become Christ on earth. Alter Christus. Because that is, in short and length, what a priest is. Jesus Christ made present among us. Nothing less. Pope Benedict had a beautiful letter on the occasion of Holy First Day, the first year of his glorious reign. In substance, he was reminding the priests of their dignity and their duties and their mission. In substance, he was saying, remember that you are to take office, the office of Christ himself. Remember that when you bend upon the host at Mass on the altar, and that you say, this is my body, this is my blood, of course, it is not your body and your blood. But because of the virtue of your ordination, your sacramental consecration, the bread becomes the body of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, not yours. Admirable reality. At your words, at your command, Christ is made present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, upon the altar. And Pope Benedict to continue, but at the same time, do not lie. Priests, that is your mouth saying those words, this is my body, this is my blood. Therefore, don't be only Jesus Christ. Live like Jesus Christ. Act like Jesus Christ. Remarkable admonition. Keen sense of reality. Holy Order, indeed, is a real sacrament instituted by our Lord Jesus Christ on the day before he suffered his passion, and that he passed on by the imposition of hands by the bishops. It is a true sacrament giving a character to the candidate, a character that is impossible to remove as the one of the baptism or confirmation. It transforms the soul of the candidate. Priests are given the mission to continue Christ on earth, and their main occupation, duty, is to offer the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. A mission that is given to priests alone and not to everybody. Luther and many modernists today deny the reality of the sacrament of order, teaching that baptism alone gives his configuration to Christ, saying that everybody, because of their baptism, is Christ. Such is false doctrine, without any doubt, baptism configures the soul to Christ. making you truly participant of the three marks of Christ, who is King, Priest, and Prophet. Real participation because you really possess the life of Christ through sanctifying grace. But only the sacrament of order gives power to act as Christ. Only priests really, truly offer a true and real sacrifice. Only priests consecrate the bread and wine into the sacramental species. Baptized people cannot in any manner. The Curie of Ars has many beautiful pages about the priesthood. We are him. We owe him this quote. If a priest would really understand who he is, he would certainly die. He also prophesied or said that the curse of modern time will be the lack of priests, leading the world to go back to Stone Age. So, my dear brethren, let not be fooled, and let understand that no man is cut to be worthy to such a dignity that is above the dignity of angels. And yet men are chosen to hold such a ministry, a service to God, a service to the church, a service to you all. So there is no need, I think, to invite you to pray for priests, to pray for those who are ordained. Priests need your prayer. I don't think there is any need to encourage you either to pray God to send priests to the mission. I don't think it is in any manner necessary to invite you to prepare your children to fulfill such a vocation, if such is their vocation, if they are called to. No need to invite you to help your priest, who are your servants, in need themselves of the ministry of other priests. So let us pray, O God, send us priests. O God, send us many holy priests. O God, send us many holy priests and religious vocations. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.